You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Dr. Stephanie Shamblatt, who is LCC Lansing Community College Provost and Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs. Good evening, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well. After a meeting at Lansing Community College last night, there were some changes, it looks like, in programs that might have been cut. Some were and some weren't, and I just wanted to follow up with you because we've spoken a couple of times on the issues after some meetings and wanted to see where we are with some of these programs now. Mm-hmm. and why some of the changes were made and some weren't.
Sure. Well, you know, as you know, we've spoken a few times, and the board has been actively engaged in looking at some of these programs for the last several months, as have the faculty and staff at the college, as well as community members. So we put out initial recommendations and got a lot of feedback, and the board then went ahead last night and made some decisions.
Well, and there were several areas that were a lot of discussion about. One was the auto repair program, mm-hmm. and it looks like for now that's going to remain intact.
Yes. Well, we had always proposed that it would stay in some form. The question was, what would it look like? And what we really want to do is make sure that we're preparing the students who come to us today to be able to work on today's cars. They are full of computers and lots of other high-tech gadgets, and so we just need to update our curriculum. And we're trying to get more students to complete the program rather than just come in and take a course or two to mm-hmm. actually get a certificate so that they have a credential when they leave the college.
Well, and as we have spoken before, as you and I have both mentioned, mm-hmm. you're looking to the future, and some of these things sound like they're penalizing or you know, trying to make cuts just to make cuts. But you're trying to look to the future for classes and curriculum that will lead to good-paying jobs.
We absolutely are, and trying to support the economic development of the region. We want to make sure that if a new business comes in, that they have the workers that they need that are trained and skilled, so that company will want to come here. I mean, that's an important factor. We're really looking to expand our IT offerings, although that wasn't specifically one of the issues on here. It's related because some of the space issues at West Campus revolve around trying to grow IT. So we are really trying to meet the needs not only of our employers but of our citizens so that they can get that good paying job.
One of the in the article in the State Journal uh-huh. that I think it was very well written. It talked about the faculty in collision repair is going to have till the end of the year to make a case for continued existence. What kind of things are you looking to hear in those discussions that could convince you that it's a program that has value for the school and for the students?
Sure. Well, it's a very good program. One of the challenges we have with some of these programs is they have traditionally not been associate degree programs, although we do now have one. There are very few associate degree programs in the state. So we really want to take a look at what employers need and what they will hire. You know, will they pay for an associate degree student, or would they just as soon have a student who's done a year of training but doesn't have that associate degree, and then they can help that, you know, hire that student and then move up, if you will, within the company. So we want to take a look at what the real workforce demands are, and that's going to require a study of, you know, Central Michigan and probably into West Michigan a little bit.
And there were, as the meeting apparently went kind of late last night.
It did.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
And so still working on. A few of the issues at the time this report was written weren't quite finished. Truck driver training, and that was one that was had a lot of discussion
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm. And we did resolve that one.
Okay.
The board made a decision to keep the program but to raise the fees in order to cover the cost.
And that has been a big issue with a lot of these classes, is the cost it takes to run these classes.
Yes, some of them are very expensive. And so, you know, it's a question of whether or not the college or the board really wants to say, yes, we don't mind asking, you know, every other student to subsidize those who come for truck driver training. Or do we think programs should by and large, and there are some little variations, but by and large, sort of pay for themselves. So that's been a good conversation that the board has had.
Well, and it seems like a good compromise as well. You were getting feedback that yes, this was an important program and you wanted to keep it, but by raising fees, it keeps it there, but still answers the problem you had.
Yes, it does. It takes care of both. I think it was a nice solution, and we never questioned the fact that it was a good program. That was never at issue, or that there are jobs.
Oh, certainly.
And so, I'm glad we were able to come to that solution.
The plan with the aviation, again, this is one because it's kind of an unusual area of study in terms of numbers, I would imagine.
Yeah.
So this is one that comes up for discussion as well. And where are you on the aviation flight program?
On aviation flight, and I just want to be clear, this is flight because we also have an aviation maintenance program, which
yes.
is very distinct. On flight, we have the college will be entering into a partnership with Eastern Michigan University, and Eastern has a very big flight program that they currently run out of Willow Run Airport, and they will be bringing that. They'll keep it at Willow Run, but they'll be expanding to Capital City Airport. So we will work with them so that there is a flight program at Capital City, and students in this region can do flight, but Lansing Community College will no longer be offering a standalone flight program.
So we're keeping it here geographically for them, but just offering it up through through another institution.
Yes.
Well, again, it sounds like an awfully good compromise.
We're trying.
And no one would deny that. There were some in the same article I'm taking a look at. Some
sure.
folks talked about data on which the administration had based its proposals. Did you see any problem with the data?
No, I didn't. We worked very carefully to make sure that what we presented was data that was independently verifiable. So I know some of the programs chose to bring forward data from their their professional organizations, but we chose to use U.S. Department of Labor data for jobs and wages, which is, has no bias in it. It is what it is. And in all the situations where we brought forth data, whether it was internal college data or any external data, we tried very hard to use very neutral, third-party verifiable data so that there wouldn't be discussion about the data.
Well, Dr. Stephanie Shanblatt, I appreciate your time. There are a lot of issues to go through, and
yeah.
Lansing Community College is such an asset to the community.
Thank you.
I appreciate you going through these with us to help clarify for us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Cheryl. Thank you. Bye.
Dr. Stephanie Shanblatt, who is Lansing Community College Provost and Senior Vice President of Academic Affairs. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.